Monday night, Chodesh Hodesh, Shara Bitochon. Any, do you have a Tanakh or a Divrei HaYamim? Please, I'm sorry. No. Page Kuflam Dalid. The development of Bitochon in Hashem, true Bitochon, true reliance on Hashem, requires that you rely only on Hashem. It's not a question of you're relying on Hashem and also your own expertise and also your boss and also the refrigerator, the electric company, Eged. Only you have to realize that they're all the methods through which Hashem is fulfilling His will. And you're relying.
That's not called relying.
No, it's very bad. It's not good if you're relying on that expertise. You're relying on Hashem to have that expertise taka work. It's a question of where you're relying. That's the lave. That's the midah bitachon, he says, to make sure that you're to practice. It takes practice. It takes avoda. It's not something you develop overnight. To practice, to make sure that your reliance, just like that, the reliance is only on Hashem. And I'll explain. Ki oz yifsad bitchono al Hashem, kibin sheshitif imuzul also. That's a question of shituf. He uses very harsh words. Once you're mishatef a different power with Hashem, so then you're not really relying on Hashem. Relying on Hashem has to be total. That's the nature of Bitachon, it's the nature of Hashem. And it's not real, it's not true, if it's shared with something else. Now this is an extreme ideal, right? As a person develops Bitachon, so maybe he has to start off where he even just realizes that Hashem's in the picture, and he should consider it pretty good, a pretty good day's work, if he's relying on Hashem also. Mechanami, that's how you start. He's talking about the ideal. The Chavis HaLovis is presenting you at the end of the day what the ideal has to be. Kvor yodata mashamra akoso ba'oso al atzit koso. Also as a tzaddik, he destroyed all the avodasora of his predecessors. Kashabotach al arofim. He relied on the doctors. Ba'omro, the Pasuk says, B'chol yod lo dorash es Hashem ki barofim b'nenesh al kach. Now, if you read this pasuk, so you say, okay, you know, big deal. And first of all, big deal. And second of all, how could the Chavis HaLovis prove his point from here? B'chor, it says b'feirish that lo dorash es Hashem ki barofim. He didn't seek out Hashem. Rather, he seeked out the rofim. Rabbi Lalit is trying to prove that you don't have shittuf. So how does he prove in this pasuk? So the pshat is that you can be sure that Asa daven as good as we daven, and he said Rufeinu Hashem b'nei Rafei as much as we say it, and he probably said Akapil Tulem for his sickness after he davened also. He was as firm as we are, at least he believed in Hashem. That's exactly the Chavis HaLovis' point, that there really is no such thing as shittuf. Once you're mishatef, that's really not Hashem. It's like Avodah Zarah, shittuf also. It's not you're getting brownie points. You don't get brownie points for believing in Hashem if you believe that there's another power also. So bitachon, again, true bitachon, admittedly ideal, and admittedly it might take 10, 20, 30 years to develop the ideal bitachon. It's an avoda. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But that doesn't take away what the purity of the idea is. Then you have a goal. But the goal has to be that you're only boteach b'Hashem. So if you boteach on the oath, it's as good as saying lo bot doras Hashem ki barofim. It's the same thing. There's no difference. Once you're mishatef another power, so that's not Hashem. But I want to explain even further the pasuk by Asa. Even though the Chavis let me bring out a point. Even though the Chovas HaLodah doesn't bring it down, but I'm like 100% sure, maybe 95% sure, that this is Pshat. There's a whole story in Divrei HaYomim that's not in Melachim. And Melachim Joseph also got sick in his old age. He got crippled in his feet. In Divrei HaYomim, there's a story. There's a story about various wars that also had from different goyim around him. And he davened to Hashem, and he said, Einim cholazor bein rav l'ein kawach. Hashem, to you there's no difference if there's a big army or a small army, as we explained by Yehonah's son also. And he davened, Alecha nishanu, this is the old wars. We rely on you. And we're battling in your name. That means we do battle, and we're saying this is a melchama of Hashem, and therefore victory is assured. And he won Vayigo for Sakushim of also, and then he had a war with another Am. Okay. Then this happened twice. Then at the end, Bishnas, years later, Basha Melech Yisrael waged war against Yehuda. Also was the king of Yehuda. He waged war and he laid siege. He made a wall, couldn't go in and out. Basha Melech Yisrael had an ally, Hadad Melech Aram. So what did Asa do? Asa took out the Kesef V'Zohav, Me'otzos Beis Hashem Beis HaMelech. He took all the treasures, and he sent it to Hadad Melech Aram, and he said, I want you to break the treaty that you have with Basha Melech Yisrael. Don't be his ally, and then I can take care of him. And I'm paying you off to break your treaty. Lech Ofer Brischa as Basha Melech Yisrael, V'yala Me'oloi. So Hadad fulfilled in spades what he was asked to do. He actually went to war against Arei Yisrael. Vayaku esiyum esdon esavol mayim. So Basha had to stop laying siege to Yehuda. So it worked. Vayisahi bo Hanoni haroe v'novi Hanoni comes el osu melech Yehuda. Now, if anyone here would be asked, was there Chisar and B'tochan here? Seems like a very normal thing to do, right? That he told Aram to break his alliance with Asa. What's the big deal? It's like if Israel would go to Syria and say, break your alliance with Egypt. Or when Israel sent Jordan, right, by the Six-Day War, so they sent a message to Jordan, don't join the war, right? Very normal thing to say. Can't have tainus, so Hashem did have tainus there, and listen why. And you learn a big limud, and I'm borer that this is the pshat in the Chagavos, because you'll see, as an onesh to this story, Asa got sick. The sickness of which the Chagavos Halvavos speaks is the onesh for this story. So the Navi comes to Asa Melech Yehuda, and he says, Bisho'encho Melech Aram. You relied on Melech Aram. Now, you have to really have you right. He didn't make an alliance. He just told him to break the alliance with Yisrael. The lo nishant al Hashem Elokecha. So the Navi says, you know what you did wrong? You're a fool. Because now you have Aram is going to fight against you another day. Mamish, like, imagine Israel and Jordan. If Jordan would have listened to Israel, and they wouldn't have joined the war. So 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, they'll attack Israel, there's no question about it. So the Navi's telling him, if you would have had true bitachon in Hashem, then he says, Halo hakushim v'haluvim, have a track record here. You have a history that you went to war with armies much greater than you, and you didn't look at alliances, and you didn't take out all your money and spend it to pay them off. you davened. Halo akushim ba'aluvim, those are the previous stories. That's what the Navi is telling him. Think for a second. Hakushim ba'aluvim hayu l'chaya l'rov l'rechev u'l'parashim harbe mi'od u'bisho'en ch'al Hashem. Then you had bitachon n'sonam bi'adecha. But now you did two foolish things. First of all, you spent all your money. And if you were really having bitachon Hashem, who's telling you to go make a deficit? What are you going into deficit for? You gave away all the treasures of Beis Hashem and Beis HaMelech. And two, now you left Aram intact. If you would have let Aram keep the alliance with Yisrael, and you would have been Boteach Hashem, then you would have smeared Yisrael and Aram. And you would have been rid of that thorn in your side named Aram. Like this, you went, you thought, you broke their alliance, you spent your money for nothing, and now Aram's going to... So, nobody's saying... People say, like, maybe it's just Hishtadlus. So the Navi's showing him that it was a lack of bitachon, because he's worse off than before. He didn't go for the jugular. He settled for second best. A, he spent all his money, and B, he could have wiped out Aram, and he blew his chance to wipe out Aram. So, of course, they got mad at the Roeh. Maybe there were blogs then. So there were a lot of blogs against the Roeh, and they ended up putting the Roeh in jail. Of course, they got mad at the Roeh. And now, Aso got sick as an onesh for this. And it says, and that's a beautiful lesson, that's why I'm sure I'm saying right pshat. And the Chaim Gadolus we have, they leave out one very key word. We have B'chol Yolodoris as Hashem Kibarofin. In the Pasuk it says one more word. It says V'gam. V'gam B'chol Yolodoris Hashem Kibarofin. So what does V'gam mean? It means he made the same mistake that he did in the war. So that means just like in the war, the Navi showed him. Is anybody listening? This is my most beautiful chat. Just like in the war, the Navi showed him that his... What you could present, if you want to fake it, you could present it as normal Hishtadlus, but a full bitachon in Hashem. But the Navi showed him that it wasn't true, that he was relying on the maneuver of breaking up the alliance and on Hashem. And Hashem said, foolish thing. Because if you really would have bitachon in Hashem, then you would have gained on the deal. Like this, you lost. So v'gam. The Gam Bacholyo, Lodoros of Hashem Kibarofim, since Bored Apshad is that he did something, maybe he went to the most expensive doctor he could find. I don't know, you don't know what. But if a person says, no, I'm really relying only on Hashem, I'm going to a doctor as normal Ishtadlus. So you have to be ready to answer a lot of questions. Like, why did you go to America for the doctor? Why did you move your family to America for? If you really just have Bitachon Hashem. Why did you spend so much money for the biggest expert you could find? So you have to be ready with an answer to these questions. Now sometimes there is an answer, but sometimes there's no answer. And you're like Asa, that you end up just putting the Navi in jail. And that's your answer. So you don't really have an answer. So that's the Pshat Mechavis HaLovus. When you know the full story, you get a fuller appreciation for what he's saying. We'll learn.